Good morning, Oscar Kilo 2, Kilo Yankee Juliet, I have you 5-9 now, and it's a huge privilege to be speaking to the Czech Republic for the first ham radio call, and I'm ready for your questions, over. I'm ready, over. Hi, Elspeter. You know, eating in zero gravity is a lot of fun because you don't have to put anything down. You can just let it float in front of you. You do have to be careful not to make too much mess, though. Over. We're normally kept very busy during the week, so we don't really relax much, but at the weekends we do get some time off, and occasionally we'll watch a movie, or take photographs out of the window, or enjoy social media, something like that. Over. Hi, Wojciech. We don't work shifts, no. We actually work a normal working day from about 7 in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night, and we stick to Greenwich Mean Time, which is halfway between Russia and the USA approximately, so that's the kind of working day we work. Over. That's a great question. I think the most difficult thing was just microgravity and how to orientate yourself. It's quite easy to get disorientated because you can be upside down and you can be working in all sorts of different orientations. Hi, Monica. Yes, we have to exercise 2 hours every day to try and stop our bone density from reducing and to try and stop our muscle mass from reducing. And also we lose a lot of body fluid and we get increased pressure in our head. So there are lots of changes going on with our body. Over. Hi, Robin. That's a good question. I miss being able to lie down in my bed at night. You know, sleeping in weightlessness is not too bad, but it's nothing like a good night's sleep that you get in a proper bed with gravity. Over. Hi, Anna Marie. Well, we get to talk to our family from the space station. We can call them, and once a week we get a video conference with them as well. So we do keep in touch with our family, but of course we miss them. 6 months away from our family is a long time. Over. Hi, Linda. That's a great question. You know, we shouldn't catch a cold on the ISS. There are no viruses up here. It's quite sterile. And if the quarantine works well, then new people arriving and new crews won't bring any diseases with them. But occasionally, there have been, shuttle crews who've come up to the space station with a cold, and that's gone around everybody. Over. Hi, Thomas. Yes, you can use a 3D printer, but it does need to be modified for microgravity. We need to use special materials and special injectors to make sure that they'll work correctly in microgravity. Over. Hi, Elspeter. Well, you know, it takes us quite a long time. It takes about 2 weeks before we feel fairly steady on our feet again and able to do most activities. But it will take up to 1 year, maybe 2 years, for our bone density to fully recover when we're back on Earth. And we have a rehabilitation program that helps us with that. Over. Hi, that's a great question. I think time passes very quickly. We're kept very busy up here. We just go from one activity to the next activity. So the days go very fast. Over. We access the internet via a server which is based in Houston. So it's slightly different and it's very slow. It's worse than dial-up speed normally. So we don't actually do much activity on the internet. Over. Yes, we have a guitar and we have a keyboard on the space station. I haven't yet managed to find time to play the guitar, but I hope to do so before I leave. Over. Hi, Monica. Well, you know, we don't really have pets on board, but we have had some animals in the past. We've had fish on board the space station. We've had ants and other insects. And on a future vehicle, the Japanese experiment is bringing some mice up to the space station, which will be returned to Japan, and then we'll be studying their offspring. Over. Hi, Robin. Well, they're not very special, but I do carry with me a torch all the time and a Leatherman, because I use them probably about 5 or 6 times every day. Over. Hi, Anna-Marie. Great question. I think the biggest problem at the moment is dealing with radiation, because, you know, propulsion techniques, we're getting better. We'll be able to go to Mars. It may take 2 or 3 years. But the biggest problem will be how to protect ourselves from the radiation. Over. Hi, Linda. Well, we have cameras on our helmets that send a signal over radio, and that bandwidth is big enough to be able to carry video signals. So that's how we get the images back. And also, the Russians use GoPro cameras outside, and then we download that imagery after the spacewalk. Over. Hi, Thomas. That's a good question. I think probably it's like life on a submarine in many ways. You know, we're quite isolated. We have recycled air. We recycle all of our urine into water. We eat food out of packages which are warmed up, or we just add hot water to. So it's the kind of environment that you might experience living in a submarine. Over. Everybody who has asked the brilliant questions today, it's been a real pleasure talking to you in the Czech Republic. I'm delighted we've had the call this morning, and have a great day. Many thanks indeed. Goodbye. Out.